Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is April the 30th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and then we finish our reading in Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 27. You know, some of the Israelites were very poor. Would their friends and neighbors help them? Let's read and find out. Nehemiah chapter 5. About this time, some of the men and their wives raised a cry of protest against their fellow Jews. They were saying, "We have such large families, we need more food to survive." Others said, "We have mortgaged our fields, vineyards, and homes to get food during the famine." And others said, "We have had to borrow money on our fields and vineyards to pay our taxes. We belong to the same family as those who are wealthy, and our children are just like theirs, yet we must sell our children into slavery just to get enough money to live. We have already sold some of our daughters, and we are helpless to do anything about it, for our fields and vineyards are already mortgaged to others." When I, Nehemiah, heard their complaints, I was very angry. After thinking it over, I spoke out against these nobles and officials. I told them, "You are hurting your own relatives by charging interest when they borrow money." Then I called a public meeting to deal with the problem. At the meeting, I said to them, "We are doing all we can to redeem our Jewish relatives who have had to sell themselves to pagan foreigners, but you are selling them back into slavery again. How often must we redeem them?" And they had nothing to say in their defense. Then I pressed further, "What you are doing is not right. Should you not walk in the fear of our God in order to avoid being mocked by enemy nations? I myself, as well as my brothers and my workers, have been lending the people money and grain. But now let us stop this business of charging interest. You must restore their fields, vineyards, olive groves, and homes to them this very day, and repay the interest you charged when you lent them money, grain, new wine, and olive oil." Wow, Nehemiah. He was serious. He was really challenging their hearts. Instead of helping their poor neighbors, these Jewish leaders were trying to make money from them. They made the poor people pay back more money than they had borrowed. That's not the way God's people act. Nehemiah took immediate action to help the poor. When we see people who are in need, we should do what we can to help them without expecting anything in return. Who can you unselfishly help today? This is what Proverbs 28 says. "Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed." Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Word of God. I plan on being back here again tomorrow. Until that time, let's keep our hearts soft towards the poor. And let's remember this, that God loves us very much. How about that? Well, my friends, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy. You let His joy be your strength. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.